you've maybe seen like signs on the side of the highway of like, we buy homes for cash, and then a phone number. So every now and then I get a text from one of them. Hello, Samuel. We sell homes for cash, and we think that your location would fetch a pretty penny. Would you like to sell it to us? And I used to ignore them, and now I just say $1 million. I just I just respond $1 million, and they never say anything to me. And the thing is, if they said, "Oh, okay, I'm interested," I'd be like, "Oh shit, I gotta talk to Emily about this. This is not a decision I'm allowed to make on my own."
That's pretty funny.
$1 million probably softens the blow. Like, she'd be mad at you, but you probably didn't pay $1 million for your house. So,
but then you gotta buy another house, and the market is less
than ideal.
That's
the thing. That's the secret, is you use the money from the old house to buy the new house. It's the first house that's the hard one.
First house is the deepest. Is that anything?
That's what they say, yeah. No, the people are saying that. No, it is. Hey, how's it going? You're listening to Bruce Day Tuesday, episode 679. I'm some guy in a mustard-stained tank top, and you're listening to the dulcet tones of a guy I'd kick out of my cab, Tyler Dryblatt, someone who looks like they've been kicked out of a cab, and Gilbert.
That's pretty good. I like that. That was a real...
I'm not sure you managed to mention the name of the show, which I would say is kind of a factor, a bit of feedback.
But the character was so nuanced, so rich.
The character probably doesn't know the name of the show.
What the fuck is this show? What are we doing? Where am I? Help, I'm trapped in a box. Help. Oh, God.
Is this one of them Saw movies?
Please just kill someone else, not me. Please, I'll do anything.
Yeah, do it to Julia.
It's Bruce Day Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Bruce Day Tuesday. We're putting rats in cages around people's faces. Oh.
Oh, man, this is perfect.
So that's a new character.
If there's a woman here, they wouldn't know who Andrew Dice Clay is. So they wouldn't know what you're doing. They wouldn't know who this guy is.
Luckily, it's only 75% of our episodes, so there's no women around.
Yeah, that's true. So, yes, I'm here. I'm also wearing a tank top, and I was like, oh, shit, do I have mustard on me? But luckily, I do not. Now Sam's blasting his guns out. Zach is obviously here. Zach, what beer did you bring with us?
I've had too many beers that I enjoyed too much, so I went out hunting. I went out hunting for something to be miserable. And so I don't know.
I deeply respect that.
They probably worked hard on it from Destiel Brewery in Illinois. This is from their Wild Sour series, so I went, okay, we've got a strong contender. Blueberry Crumble. It's got blueberry puree, vanilla, cinnamon flavor, and lactose. So it's 5.2 ABV. I figured with it being a sour and having not real cinnamon in it, but cinnamon flavor, I'm like, oh, I could dislike this for sure. I could really dislike this one.
I always love something that is both sour and has dairy in it.
Yeah, thank God. Like a Greek yogurt.
Right.
The curdling, you can taste the curdling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is purple. It is like a watered-down Kool-Aid purple. Maybe someone would call that like a light red. But I wouldn't. Smells mildly sour on the nose. Like, every time I have a beer like this, it's fizzier than I was expecting. I don't know why. Because I forgot I was drinking a beer, I think, when I looked at it.
We've had one beer on the show described as a crumble. Mary had it. It wasn't this one. It was a strawberry crumble. Mary had it, and... unsurprisingly, she gave it an 8.8.
Yeah.
She probably loved this. Yeah, it is really, really tart immediately. You got a nice, clean finish, and then that, like, the cinnamon I knew was going to ruin it, and it totally is ruining it a little bit. Like, it comes in at the end, and it's just a little gross. thought that kind of candle, cinnamon, smell, like, definitely bad. Also, I don't know that blueberry crumbles have, like, a ton of cinnamon in them. Anyway, I was thinking from, like, a recipe perspective, like, are they, like, spiced that heavily? I don't know. But it's tolerable. It's not the grossest. It will not top the grossest beer that I've ever had on this one, but it is mildly unpleasant.
Cinnamon's hard to work with, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a real Toppling Goliath Brewing. It's another Sioux. Oh nope, I'm frozen. Presuming you guys can still hear me. It's Hazy Day Sioux IPA. I believe this one is specifically a hazy IPA, unlike some of the other ones I've had. Very opaque, pretty light head, kind of similar size bubbles. It smells nice and tropical, like the Cyber Sioux and the other Sioux I had. Nah. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, right? It's kind of like a chalky. What?
But that's what Fallout Boy says.
Yes, that's right.
They're famous for originating that phrase.
Yeah. Right. Yep. It has kind of like a chalkiness or something to it. It kind of tastes like the other Sioux, but like with a little chalkiness to it that I'm not a huge fan of. So this Sioux is not as good as the other Sioux, but I also kind of figured it wouldn't be. Samuel.
Yeah, I have a bunch of beers that punish me, but I had a really tough weekend. My boy has pneumonia. So I just figured I would give myself a pass, and this beer better be good. This is Supermoon Beer Company, Abbey Style Belgian Blonde.
Right.
It's like, oh boy, it's yours to lose. I just noticed this is 4%, so fuck.
Waste of time.
It smells good. It's got the like yeasty, weedy, like slightly corny note that I want a Belgian to have. Yeah, this tastes great. This tastes great. This is exactly what I wanted. It's not interesting. It's not a great show beer.
Yeah.
It's really yummy. I wish it was twice as boozy as it is, but this is one of those that I think about, like, NA beers. Like, if an NA beer could have a beer that tastes exactly like this, I would drink this before I drink, like, a Coke. And I love Coke. But I think this tastes better than Coke.
Wow. High praise. How did you open this one?
Yeah, I mean,
I was a little curious.
We're not on that anymore. We're not.
Your secret techniques.
It's just a can, you silly guy.
I know you've been listening to every episode, so
I just was curious if it had imparted any wisdom, if he was like jimmying them open with like book edges or anything or whatever the fuck.
Oh, I see.
So Tyler, I know you don't like it when I do this right away, but can I do this right away? Because it's so silly and I want to get it over with. I think he froze, which is, I'm going to consider that consent.
Yeah, that's fine. Go for it. Hey.
So Dip, do you remember what last week's was? We're in the chapter of how to store your beer smartly.
I remember one was like store them upright, and the other one was like store them in a pyramid, which is exactly the opposite. And then one was don't get an expensive fridge, and that one was okay.
So the last one was it's not worth getting a specialty beer fridge. Just get a mini fridge.
Right, and I was like,
there's such a thing as a specialty beer fridge? I thought we just all had mini fridges. And so this is how to create the cheapest, biggest beer fridge you will ever need. And it's, 500 words that I'm not going to read to you. But what it boils down to is buy a freezer and put an adapter on it that turns it into a refrigerator. Because that is a thing you can do. Get a freezer and there's a doohickey you put on it. And now it doesn't make it quite so cold, so it turns from a freezer to a refrigerator. But the thing is that those freezers are more expensive than fridges, so I don't know why they didn't just shut up.
It does fit with the theme of this book seeming like someone had them at gunpoint and was like, "You have to give me this many tips, or I'm gonna saw trap you."
Yeah, it is. 75% of it is filler. It's like, maybe don't call it 100 beer hacks. Just call it 20 beer hacks.
Right. Yeah. What? No one made you do 100.
And just to give you a sneak peek, this is the end of the chapter. Next chapter is called Cleaning Things with Beer. And I'm like, disgusted in advance. I haven't looked at it, but I...
Don't do that.
Yeah. Well,
just clean next my week, lap, dude, with a bunch of beer. The trick is to dump it out of your own body onto yourself.
Clean out the liver with beer. What is the point of buying a freezer and turning it into a refrigerator? Couldn't you just buy a bigger refrigerator?
They do not explain the benefit. It just sounds more cumbersome and more expensive. They don't tell you any benefits.
I think a good beer, like, refrigerator or whatever would be like one of those things that, like, you put meat, like an ice box, you know, that, like, you put
a big
meat
chest
in.
Freezer.
Yeah, chest freezer. Thank you. Exactly. Yeah, chest freezer.
You get a fuck ton of beers in a chest freezer.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if it has the, like, if it would have the right shelving that you would want.
I don't need shelving. Signage.
Stack them. I just think that no one made them do this. It feels like something they did to, like, prisoners in, like, a Chinese camp. But they were like, you gotta also make, like, garbage books. Yeah. And they're like, we're not allowed a beer. We've never even had beer before.
I did find two pages that...
The 57th hack is... Shut up, Samuel. I'm talking now. The 57th... the 57th hack is, please help me. They have my family in a labor camp.
Please help. It's a scrawled Chinese writing. It just says, please help. You're like, what the fuck does this say?
Right. Sam, what
at
were you
nine
saying?
Years old.
Almost the exact same joke.
Gotcha, bitch.
You want to do yours? And I can let you guys know which one I liked more.
Well, I was going to do... It seems like these pages are stuck together, but actually there's, like, a... You know, a help me type of a thing. So, like, I was
game of speed, man.
It was going to be a little more surreptitious, but yeah.
Yep.
Really, next time I should just boot you off the call so I can finish my joke.
who would know? Yeah, I mean, there was a 70% chance my internet would have frozen up at the time, so you really just got unlucky.
Got on fire.
Let's see. So I'm having a good time. I want to keep the good times rolling. So let's start with our first and best article from FoxNews.com. Assisted living center sent. Yep, it's fair and balanced. Assisted living center sent resident to doctor's appointment after giving him 18 shots, 5 a.m. beer. Officials. There was a guy, and he lives at a senior center, the Covered Bridge Assisted Living in Holdingford, Minnesota, and okay. he was drinking, he had a doctor's appointment, or he was fishing, and he had a doctor's appointment the next day, but apparently it's impossible for him to fish without just getting obliterated, and pretty much every hour he had... From 7 p.m. to 12:30 p.m., he had two shots every hour, and as well as a beer. And then he missed his doctor's appointment, and they were like, "Where is this guy?" So they went to his room and found him passed out on the floor, and took him to the hospital to evaluate him for alcohol poisoning. And he declined, and that's it.
This guy fucking rules. There was this guy in an article forever ago, and I remember the picture was, like, his garage. He had, like, turned his garage
into
a cool bar. He had shit all over the walls. He was like, I drank all these beers. He had all the beer cans all over the walls or something. We gotta get these guys. Honestly, it's been long enough. That might be the same guy. But, like, we gotta get these guys hanging out. This guy fucking rules. Just the fact that they're like, hey, man, you're gonna die. And he's like, I love when people are that old. They just don't give a fuck anymore. Everything's a lifetime warranty. Like, it's the best.
Sam, I want your opinion before I give you mine.
I guess all I was thinking about is, with respect to what Zach is describing, I'm getting there.
Getting close. You're just like, fuck it.
Fuck it.
So this article presents this, like, can you believe this care home abused this elderly resident like this? But they're not like inmates, dog. And that's what the care home says. The care home says, like, these are adults and, like, we can't, like, prohibit them from.
Hey, they brought them to the hospital.
Exactly. So
I'm sure there's like a dementia wing or whatever where they would be more closely monitored, but
he just kept forgetting he'd done his shots already. Well, that's a little wet. That's weird. And then you just gotta pour it in.
I think this guy's rad. I think the place he's living rules for, like, you know, letting him have his basic human rights. They're like, you want two shots every hour? Okay, you know, you can do that. It's not like this that fucking mining town in Australia that I'm still mad about. Like, I love everything about this article. It's super cool.
There's no bad guy here. And I feel like the story wants us to look at a bad guy. There's not a bad guy here. People make mistakes. Like, adults make mistakes. And they, you know, pay the price for those mistakes. And, you know, then we move on.
Yeah, this is just awesome. It's just like a crazy thing that happened. Like, I would have loved to have seen this. This is like a good spectacle news story. This is like those episodes of Jerry Springer where, like, no one was fighting. They were just like, my brother's going to marry a stripper. And it was like, they just seemed like they really liked each other. And I'm like, yeah, this is great. I love that you don't like this. They're doing just normal adult things. They get to do that. He's definitely making a bad choice, but he doesn't seem like a huge catch either. Like, this is great. I'm like, so this is what this feels like to me. So I'm like, look at these freaks, and I'm like, this guy fucking rules. Like,
yeah.
Healthfast says that you process your shot in an hour, so you need two shots an hour to even get drunk.
Just to maintain.
Just to hold steady.
Otherwise he's lame.
Yeah. Dude, this is like, here's the thing. Binge drinking, super bad for you. I think we've all been told that it's bad for you. I believe it. It is still so fun and cool to see, like, someone drinking an insane amount of alcohol and then not dying is cool. It's like when you see somebody smoking a cigarette, where you're like,
yeah,
it's bad for you, but it is cool, and we just need to, like, establish that it's cool.
People have been writing, you know, sagas about drinking prodigious amounts of alcohol for, like, 5,000 years. It's just something humans like.
Yeah, Enkidu, all about it. Wade Boggs, just the whole gamut of human civilization. It's really the same.
Pretty much the same thing, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, man. Fuck
yeah. Oh, boy. That's cool. All right. Well, Zach, have you been drinking prodigious amounts of alcohol lately, or have you been doing more reasonable things?
I don't know if it's been reasonable, but I haven't been drinking too much. Wife is out of town this weekend, so I've been holding down the fort, doing a lot of dog walks.
Yeah.
Just sort of, honestly, just talking at my dog a lot of the day, just kind of meandering around the house. Did that. Saw the Odyssey.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That was a big event.
How was
it? It was great. It was actually great. I think it's the best movie I've seen in probably a couple years, right? I walked out of the theater and I was just like, what? And I'm very hard to please. I have a high movie bar, and I usually, even if I like a movie walking out, will sometimes think about it after the fact and then realize I kind of actually hated it. Like, wait a second, that was fucking dumb. It was smoke and mirrors keeping me entertained. But I actually kind of think this was stupid.
Just like bright lights.
Interstellar, I felt that way. I walked out of Interstellar and I was like, neat. And then I kept thinking about it. I was like, it's kind of fucking dumb. Everybody was a fucking idiot.
Oh, man, I really liked Interstellar.
It's cool. Cool from when he launches into space until he gets to the Tesseract. Before he launches into space and they're all just eating corn because that's the only food left.
It's boring.
Stupid. Once he gets to the Tesseract, fucking dumb. I hated that part. But like the time dilation stuff, that was cool.
So here's my gripe with it, is that from a time dilation perspective, purely project management, right? You've got all these planets you need to go to see if the people are alive and stuff. They go to the one first with the most extreme time dilation. And I'm like, first of all, I don't even think there'd be time for this person's beacon to get back to you. Second of all, that person has been there for what they think is like an hour. Like, just go anywhere else first, and if any of the planets are fine, you can, like, build a ship and go get them in the time. They're going to be like, hey, what's up, guys? Like, why the fuck did you go to that water planet?
I don't know. I have to imagine it's something about, like, you know, the astrophysics of maneuvering in space and fuel ratios and something like that. But that's kind of a stretch. I will admit.
Yeah, it's like I would go to that one last. The person's barely been there. If they're dead, like yeah. you don't want to go there.
Yeah. Zach, my what main... is your favorite? Oh, go ahead, Samuel. Go ahead, Samuel.
My main thing with Interstellar was I saw it not long after Gravity, which mm-hmm. everyone oh, said was like movie. The best movie ever. I thought Gravity was super duper boring.
Yeah, yeah.
And no, then fair. And then when I saw Interstellar, I was like, this, like, people wouldn't stop glazing Gravity. And I was like, this feels like what you were describing. It was like a thing that, like, has a story and characters worth caring about. As like, Gravity was just like a thing happened and then a thing happened and then whatever. And like visually it was interesting, but like there was nothing going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Gravity was like, it's like the Disclosure Day of space movies where like everybody of a certain age was like, wow, did you see that talkie with Sandra Bullock in it? And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is terrible. My mom, I told you guys, I think I got like a mild fight with my mom over the phone because of how bad I thought Disclosure Day was and how good she thought it was. And I got the call. I was like, we got to take her driver's license away. Like, she's getting close. She's getting real close.
What is your favorite movie, Zach?
Ooh, it's tough. So I think my favorite, I'm going to give you three movies that I'm going to give you four movies that I think are perfect. I think
12 movies I like.
Oh, no, these are, I think, 10 out of 10 movies. I think in terms of, like, thriller-type movies, I think The Sixth Sense is a perfect movie. I think there's, like, top to bottom, even when you know the twist, that movie is great. It is good all the way through. Performances are great. I think for action movies, Lethal Weapon is perfect. It's, like, the perfect action movie. There's crazy escalation of stuff, but it all feels justified in the moment. But by the end, they're, like, falling out of helicopters and shit. And you're like, what the fuck's happening? They establish that he's getting too old for this shit in the very beginning of the movie because it's his birthday. And my favorite scene in any movie is they bring him a birthday cake while he, a grown man, is taking a morning bath before work. His wife and high school-aged daughter come into the bathroom with a cake, and they hand it to him. So you know his fucking family's useless. You're like, this guy's got to deal with everybody's problems. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with a cake right now? I'm in the goddamn bath. Am I supposed to float it on the water and eat just it with, like, my hands? Like, what the fuck?
Can we make sure that my kid stops looking at my penis?
Yeah.
Can we do that,
please?
You're
too old to see my penis now. Like, no, that's over. It just everything about that scene makes me laugh, and the whole movie is great. Like, the script is super tight, and like the chemistry is really good. I think Galaxy Quest is like a genre spoof movie.
Yeah.
So fantastic, because like every good genre spoof, it's also a good movie in the genre it's spoofing. Like, it's objectively a good sci-fi movie, but it's clearly like self-aware in like a really like earnest way. So that's fantastic. And then this is just one that I like. I like Fifth Element a lot. I think that's my favorite movie that's not really justified. I just enjoy it. I like how funny it is. I like how weird the future is in like ways that I like that they don't explain everything all the time constantly. You just go, yeah, that's what it's like in the future. Like, we get it. It's like that. The plot, it seems like a couple scenes got taken out or something in editing. So like, it doesn't quite make sense. So I feel like I could watch it like 50 times. And it's like when you wake up from a dream and you're like, what the fuck was going on? Like, that didn't make any sense. So those are the movies that I love. Those are, I think, if I had to like be on a desert island and I got to pick four, I would pick those four.
I didn't realize we had started the new Bruce Day Tuesday segment. Decide four movies are perfect. Are we doing that, Tyler?
Movies.
What are your four perfect movies?
You think about this. I think about this all the time.
I don't know. I mean, I can tell you if I had to take four movies, I could probably come up with that. But I don't know about four perfect movies.
Do it.
let's see. I would take The Empire Strikes Back. Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
Wow, we're doing lots of middles of trilogies so far. Can he finish it?
I'm going to take The Dark Knight. No, not The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight like is a great pick as a middle trilogy guy.
It is, I know. I'm just thinking of all the best middle trilogy movies. No, those two, I don't know. I feel like I got to get in some like comedy or something in there. I might also take Galaxy Quest. Galaxy Quest is a great movie. and maybe the Princess Bride. That's a good one too. Oh,
sure,
it's great.
Yeah, those are probably the four I would take. Same. Yeah.
Well, I want to fit in with my cool friends. I'm going to lead with Galaxy Quest. I'm going to say Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, dude, fuck yeah. First of all, that is a great pick. Reservoir Dogs is fantastic. But also, I was like, you can't possibly appreciate Galaxy Quest at the level.
I fucking love Galaxy Quest.
Dude, it is really good. I'm not going to hate on you.
Actually, I'm blanking on a title now. Well, I can't say it. I can't say it if I can't remember the title. So never mind.
Really impacted you a lot.
I had them all in my... Oh, so, okay, so I watched The Matrix only a couple years ago, and I was flabbergasted how well it holds up. Like, I did think it was going to be a thing where it was, like, the graphics were good for the time, but, like, it still fucking rules. So I'm going to put Matrix in there, and then, oh, I remember the other one I was going to say, Starship Troopers.
Just because you want to see some boobs on a deserted island.
Well, and because it rules. Two things can be true at once.
What movie?
Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers? You would take Starship Troopers? That's wild.
It's so good!
Yeah, it is good. I didn't expect that.
I love how the good guys win in it, you know? Just a nice straightforward...
It's a parody! Against aliens. A parody!
God.
It also is great in the great tradition of movies with someone who you're supposed to think that is the female lead hottie, but also there's a different hottie that's hotter than the main hottie.
Mm-hmm. Like all of the that's my problem with all of the like Snow White movies. It's like the Evil Queen is always way hotter than Snow White. What do you do?
Yeah, the mirror is a liar. The mirror's just fucking with her, I bet. Yeah. I would do that.
It's a total neg move.
He's negging her. He's like, oh, she's way hotter. I bet you wouldn't dare to get topless and look at yourself in the movie. You would never do that. She probably got nicer boobs than you, too. And then she's like all in front of the mirror, like shaking it around. The mirror's just loving it. Does not care what's happening.
Maybe jump up and down a little. That might get your rating up. I don't know.
The mirror's like, yeah, maybe that'll give you a couple points.
Obviously, there's a huge scoreboard of foxy babes.
Sure.
The mirror... Skin's ghostly white. Yeah. She looks like a drowned dead body. She's obviously the hottest in the kingdom. You've never seen skin so white.
When they win, the mirror throws Mardi Gras beads at you, you know.
Fuck yeah. I like this movie that we're making. This is actually hilarious. I think Disney should take us up on this.
It'll be really easy to get Disney on board with this take, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, right now, try not to get too woke. Be like, we'll get a girl to go topless in the new Snow White. She'll be white. Don't worry. It's all right. She'll be this is a great Sweeney. We can get some Sweens out.
Realistically, how long until it's in the public domain and we can just do whatever we want? Like it's Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
It's got to be like 2 years. It's got to be like 2 years, right? Like, well, oh no.
So we should get to work now.
That's what I'm saying. Wait, that's why they keep
first to market.
That's why they keep making these bullshit live action like versions of everything, so they can hold on to the copyright.
I don't think it refreshes like that. If it did, they would have just made a bunch of Steamboat Willie bullshit forever.
Maybe we are a couple years away. We can make our own where the mirror is the real mastermind of this whole thing.
What is it? This ain't Snow White, right?
Snow White in the hood.
I would go with Blow White.
Ooh, okay. A little Johnny Depp.
All right.
Sam, you had some very strong picks there. I think Reservoir Dogs rules. It's got one of the best bromances in all of movie history. It's like a tragic bromance. It's like the Romeo and Juliet of being bros with someone.
Because Orange is lying to White the whole time, and White loves him.
Spoiler alert to a movie from 1993, I think. But yes, it is a great bromantic twist.
That's true.
Star-crossed bros, for sure. And then,
Star-crossed brothers.
It was right there. That's my fault. That's right there. Great job.
Thank you.
Sam, what was your other one? Did you have another one? Yeah, fuck, that's a great movie.
The Matrix?
Yeah, dude. The Matrix sold more leather trench coats than anything else in this world. Yeah. Nothing was worse for cattle than The Matrix.
It's an obvious pick, but the issue is how good it still is.
It's great. It's still great.
It's great.
And no one still looks good. Not a person on Earth looks good in a leather trench coat outside of that movie with a green filter on them. It is insane what they're doing to those people.
And it really is a perfect vehicle, I guess, other than John Wick, for Keanu Reeves. Just like, don't have that much going on, but be pretty cool most of the time. And like, that is something he can do.
Hell yeah.
Nailed it. Those are good picks. Well, I don't want to talk about four different beer styles you might want to take on an island, but there's a new category, if I did ask you that question, from breweriesinpa.com, two Williamsport breweries revive forgotten Pennsylvania beer style. This is called the Pennsylvania Swanky Ale.
That sounds made up.
Apparently, it dates to the late 1800s. German immigrant farmers brewed it. It was kind of a low ABV beer with barley, molasses, hops, and star anise. So I would hate this.
Gross, yeah.
I do think it sounds awful. Molasses is bad in beer from my experience. I don't like anise. But I do kind of like that they're, like, bringing something back instead of being like, we brewed this with the mold we found on an old bottle of whatever, you know? Yeah.
It feels lateral to me. It's like, either way, it's like, here's some shit from the past, and it's not good because we've come up with better ways to make beer since then. Like, I'm not a beer historian. I'm a beer drinker. Either way, I don't care. If it's not good, don't bother me with it.
Progress. The train of progress marches on. This is the dead corpse of John Henry to you, the railroad company.
I'm sure for someone, this is like an interesting experiment. But I'm not that someone.
I don't think I would like it. But I would definitely try it. I could be wrong. I don't know. I think it's interesting. It's not that they did two different styles. It's two different versions of this beer. It's two different breweries collabed. Roscoe's Brewhouse and John Bryan Brewery. It's called A Night at the Rosk Brewery because of, I don't know why. I have no idea.
The movie
why.
A Night at the Roxbury? I'm guessing.
No, but
what was the first brewery called?
Roscoe's, I get that. But the next one is John Bryan Brewery. That's not anything.
No,
they're getting second billing here because they don't get into the pun.
Okay, all right. It's 4% ABV, so it's pretty low.
I agree with you. I'm glad this is not another like Sumerian jug scraping. It's like we got enough of that, and those all taste like ass. They all taste terrible. And I know that we're doing a better job now than they were doing, and it still doesn't taste very good. This is probably sludge. It was probably like an oatmeal that had like
urination
in it.
Oatmeal that went bad. Yeah.
That's all right. It makes me feel funny.
I guess I also like this in comparison to, because last week, Zach, you might not know because the episode, recently went up, but
that one was almost on time, dickhead.
I'm just joking. We talked about this new style Korean lagers, which were just like
Korean style lager, which I think is different.
You're right. It's Korean style lager, which they said was a style that could contain anything from flavors, ingredients, or stories from Korea.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. What? You know it can't. It can't contain stories.
That's right. No, that's what we were saying. We were saying like that's not an actual style. If it's just like vibes based, it's not an actual style. So
this
I also
reminds
like,
me of Korea being forced to drink by my boss. You're like, wow, what a cool country.
But so I like hearing about a style that actually has like definitions. Like, it has a taste profile and it has ingredients mm-hmm. that are associated with the style. So, Sam, I think some of what I'm liking about this also comes, you know, compared to last week's style.
Just that there's a heuristic. Like a definitive right. yes. heuristic.
Correct.
This to be honest with you,
us of the Pennsylvania Dutch. That's it.
Yeah.
I haven't really been able to focus on this that much because I just keep thinking about John Henry and like what beer would he want? And it's going to be a steam beer, right? Like that seems like to his taste.
That's what he's going to want?
Yeah, but just
I hate that, right?
Isn't that the whole thing?
Well, he dies at the end. So when he's in heaven, he's going to want...
Whoa. Spoilers, hey.
Spoilers from a folktale from 300 years ago.
300 years ago. When do you think the railway came about, Samuel?
Oh, yikes.
Like 100. Like 100
180, maybe? Does that feel closer?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
From this point, he said a man can do this for 5 minutes and he'll die. And everyone went, yeah, I guess we kind of need this rail machine, right? Because the best guy we had just fucking exploded.
Right, he accidentally proved his opposition's point by dying immediately.
He died within 5 minutes. But goddamn, did he not do it for a little bit. It would be like if a man was like, I can run the Kentucky Derby, and they're like, I guess. And then he ran it and like won the first leg and then died. And we'd all just be like, yeah, I think we're going to stick with the okay. horses, I guess. I think we're just going to stick with these. It's the stupidest thing. Paul Bunyan, obviously way less real, I bet. But, like, never, not a fucking loser. Like, not like a famous loser at all. He just made huge pancakes.
It's honestly how I feel programming against Claude Code. It's why my heart exploded last week.
It's like, it's making routines.
I beat him once.
Is that true?
Well, it depends who you ask.
I guess the person did PQA.
It's a quantity versus quality situation.
Fair enough. Fair. Oh, we lost Tyler. I just thought he loved my John Henry ref. He looked so joyful.
I just wish we could get he keeps freezing every 30 seconds. I wish we could get one of him like flexing.
Like, extra points.
Show some nips. There we go.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Oh, out the side's the most erotic way. I saw somebody do that at Mardi Gras once, and I still think about it.
Was it like,
I have a passing thought. It was a girl.
Was it obviously like a boobed individual?
Yeah. Just out the side of the tank top, just like that. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. I remember walking away being like, that was way different. She switched it up on me, and now I don't know what to do.
You're still thinking about it, so that way it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Is it ever depressing that you realize you couldn't ever make anyone so happy so quickly as that lady could?
I don't know. You have kids. Do you think that's true? You've got.
I can't make them that happy that fast.
That's fair. I mean, have you tried giving them candy before?
I have to unwrap it. That takes 3-4 seconds.
No, I do. That is true. That it worked very quick, and all she wanted was beads that I found on the ground. And if everyone in New Orleans is ready, like, don't pick them up off the ground. And I'm like, your whole city is disgusting. What's more disgusting about this than that? They're like, no, you don't grab them if they touch the ground. And I'm like, well, that one had a cool pattern on it. It wasn't like a normal colored bead. So I'm gonna just take it off the ground. You'll never know.
It gave me a +1 to intelligence.
I hope. Give me a +1 to getting a really, really horrible cold. That's for sure.
Yikes. I can't remember where we were when I froze, but we're going to go to our next article, I guess. No, wait, Sam, you did your dumbass shit.
I led with it, like you hate. You did
your dumb fucking shit. Yeah, God, because I was frozen, I couldn't stop you. That's too bad. All right, well, we will go to our last one then. From WPR.com, state revokes brewing license for liberal provocateur Kirk Bangstad.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
Yeah, this article's stupid, but we've been talking about Minocqua Brewing for a while, so I figured I had to cover it. We already talked about him getting accused of, like, essentially, like smuggling beer in and not paying the tax or having like the license to do it. Well, because of that, he has lost his brewing license. I guess he had until literally today to appeal. So maybe he did that. I don't know. But it sounds like he's pretty fucked.
Yeah. He's like a local character. Like, it's one of those things where you kind of just like, I bet there's a lot of stuff going on that is not public, because they usually don't care about this kind of stuff. And I can't imagine it's just because, you can't be the only liberal brewery around Madison.
He's just the only one who won't shut up.
Well, yeah, emails he's from like him. Like,
he seems a real fuckass. Like, oh wait, hold on, my stuff's going down. Let me flex in case I freeze. Am I frozen? No, I'm good.
Not yet.
He has his arms up. I'm just waiting for the flexing to start.
Oh, come on. I feel like I'm looking good lately. I just want to flex for you guys. What was I going to say? He does seem like a real fuckass. Like, he does say he owes, like, a lot of taxes to the state. And I guess he, like, ran as governor, or, like, for governor, and got visited by the Secret Service for some stuff he said about Trump dying. So, like, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy I would want to hang out with. I don't know. I just feel like this is one situation where all sides can be bad.
Yeah. So, Tyler, I think we're on the same page here. Can I tell you how you feel by explaining how I feel?
Sure, I'd love that.
So there's the like Onion headline, heartbreaking news. Guy you hate makes a great point.
Yeah.
And I think this is the inverse of that. It's like, this guy shares so many views with you, but oh man, what a fuck ass.
Right.
Yeah. I want to be on his side. I want to be. But he continues to just fail at the business part of his business, which is primarily what he needs to be doing.
And also, like, quit being such a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For that. Yeah.
Are you trying to?
Yeah, right. It does kind of feel like he's kind of combining what the two of you are saying. Like, it does kind of seem like he's a bad businessman, and so he's trying to go for, like, the liberal grift, but that doesn't really exist, you know?
Yeah,
so,
we don't get tricked like that.
And I think he's trying to say he's being persecuted for his views, which I think probably in small ways is happening, but realistically, you gotta pay your taxes and renew your permits and shit, dog. Like, that, like, it's your job.
His views are that he doesn't have to pay taxes or make beer at his brewery. So he is being persecuted for those views specifically.
Also, that beer is pretty boring. Largely. Yeah.
He had that one beer where he named it after his lawyer, I remember. his lawyer won him a lawsuit, and I thought that was cool. It was just like the lawyer's first and last name, and whatever else. I was just like, I don't know. I want to like you. I want to like you very much. I just don't. I find that I don't.
I have a Minocqua t-shirt that just says, drink beer and don't be racist. And, like, I stick by that, but I don't stick by this dude quite so much.
Make more beer, make fewer shirts.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Good. All good business advice.
Thank you, yeah. I'm full of it today.
Vim vigor, ready to go.
Good old Kirk.
So we're almost out of time, and I feel like I haven't gotten content from either of you fuckers.
I asked about the movies I love.
Yeah, and I asked more about it. No, I'm sorry. I don't have...
I have to do a thing. I have to put in the show notes a thing for each of us.
I think both like movies. So do I.
Who cares?
I might be on TV again, really briefly.
That's something.
Oh, yeah. Ghosts are normal.
No. What? Ghosts?
The two genres of television, ghost and normal.
I've never been on TV for ghosts. I was on an abandoned...
You liar. Didn't they do, like, a film a ghost thing? You told me this on this podcast.
No, dog.
You were on something where they were trying to, like, find ghosts.
And so,
like,
it's fucked up that I think Zach's right.
No, he's not. So I was.
I remember this too.
tell me what I said about ghosts, Samuel.
I don't remember the specifics, but I remember you talking about like getting interviewed or something, and like it was like a like you know, history channel anymore. It's like here's some bullshit channel.
Okay,
that's
kind of true. You're kind of right about that, but it wasn't about ghosts.
Okay.
It's a History Channel show. It's called Mystery.
It's kind of about ghosts. We said your ghost thing, and you were like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You heard me wrong, you ass clown. I said it's not about ghosts. I said you were kind of right, but it's not about ghosts. Let me speak right into the microphone.
Dad, don't fight. No.
So
kill your son and get a hams.
I'm about to. It was a Discovery Channel show. It called Mysteries of the Abandoned. And they were like trying to make the museum I worked at look like an abandoned, like mysterious, like army base. But why it that? Didn't have why? I don't know why. But it didn't have anything to do with ghosts.
It sounds like it has something to do with ghosts. I think the issue is you told me that same information, and I was like, yeah, some ghost shit.
It's not ghosts.
Yeah, totally.
You can watch the episode. It has nothing to do with ghosts.
No.
Bro, it was totally haunted, but not in a ghost way.
We want to go into this mysterious abandoned place just because it's boring and dirty.
Anyway.
What mysteries does it hold?
I worked with this group called Station Keeper to put some stuff in the new museum I'm at that receives reports of whales and then sends it to ships in the area so they can adjust their like course and speed so they don't hit whales, which is pretty cool. And does anybody remember Jeff Corwin from Animal Planet in like the early 2000s?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Was he Zaboomafoo? Was that him?
No, that was the Kratt.
That was the Kratt brothers. Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah. 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 So he's doing some show, I guess, and one of the segments is about Station Keeper. And so I recorded a little thing that might be in the show. So I might have two IMDb credits now, which is kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. So Jeff Corwin, one of my I looked him up to confirm that this is the guy I was talking about. One of my fellow small-eyed brothers. This guy's got no eyes on him, Jeff Corwin. That's true. Why animals like him. They don't know. They don't feel threatened by him. He's never making eyes.
He's like a shrimp. Yeah.
Yep. He's like a shrimp. Oh, man, yeah. Big ups to Jeff Corwin. Teach me about animals sometimes when Steve Irwin was busy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yes. I don't know. It'll be like 5. Like I was on the Discovery Channel thing for maybe 20 seconds, and this one will probably be like maybe 10. But I do like my own IMDb page. I think it's pretty funny.
Is there a place I can go to see any of this?
It's not out yet. Like I just recorded this thing like 2 days ago, 4 days ago, but. So I don't know. I'll let you know if it comes out. I've been on.
But it'll eventually be up on the like ghost channel or whatever.
Channel. Yeah.
You're big on the ghost channel.
Jeff Corwin's Ghost Whales.
Okay, so you're in Mysteries of the Abandoned, which it seems like was maybe also renamed Abandoned Engineering.
I told you. It had.
It's so crazy to me that you don't think Mysteries of the Abandoned could be considered a ghost show.
It's not a ghost show.
Oh, look at this pervs they got in the trailer.
I'm not even saying necessarily it's definitively a ghost show, but just you acting like you didn't know what we were talking about. Just like, come on, man.
We also did have a lady ask to come in and do like a paranormal investigation. She was like, you know, it's just like something I do like for my hobby. And so I was like, okay, I'll look into it. And we Googled her and she has like a whole like, you know, website and podcast and sells merch. And I was like, fuck out of here, lady. I'm not going to let you ghost adventures in my museum.
Why? It's awesome. She'll probably find all these cool artifacts, but it's just things in the museum that are exhibits. She's like, wow, look at the scene. Perfectly set up just the day it was closed down. I would love to see how they're misconstruing like an actual museum that is currently like publicly available.
Well, I told you we had a lady tell me after a tour that like she felt a presence, but it's okay because it was like a friendly presence and it doesn't wish me any harm.
Do you think she was flirting with you?
I hope not.
What if she'd grab you by the balls when she said friendly presence?
Hey, and she winks, didn't she? Yeah, I felt a stirring.
Honestly, with my track record, I wouldn't have gotten it. I'd been like, wow, that was crazy how she missed the door handle or whatever, you know?
Like no, how Becca messaged you on Facebook and said we should date, and you were like, I don't know how she feels about me.
Oh, well, yeah, crazy.
Kind of like that. Yeah. Oh, brother. Is that enough for you? Are you not entertained?
I'm entertained.
All right. Cool.
Consider me entertained.
Good. I will. So I will let you know if I get any. I've also been on local TV a lot in like the last couple months, but nobody cares about that shit. Yeah.
And if you got any clips, please send them to me so I can send them to Mitch.
Just Google me.
Just Google me, bro.
Here, I'll find. I'm literally the only.
Was that a Google me Chuck moment? I don't feel like you're inside the NBA enough for a Google me Chuck.
Let's see.
Rings, Ernie. Google me, Chuck.
Well, Google me, Chuck.
The first thing is that really stupid. What is this? Why am I on YouTube? Oh God. Oh, because I did a presentation for these folks, right?
It's more Yo-Ho'd. They turn one of your interviews into a song.
Oh, I hope not. The first.
He has to scroll through all of his credits. He's exhausted with all the scrolling yesterday.
There's Margot Robbie and me at the red carpet again.
The first thing that comes up is that stupid Allegheny College thing I did. That was hilarious.
You liked that. Shut up.
I didn't like it because they misquoted me, remember?
No.
They put words in my mouth. They said I did a sunrise paddle. I've never done a sunrise paddle in my life.
You'll get there, buddy.
Thanks. Editorial board heard something about you. No, let's punch that up. Let's punch that up a little bit. Make it more likable.
They were not happy with the answers I gave, apparently.
And so what improvements can you do? Like, how can we make you better at stuff such that Bruise Day comes up sooner in those Google results?
You've got to mention it in the interviews more.
I'm thinking neck tattoo. Everyone else thinking neck tattoo?
Let's see. How far do we have to go before that comes up?
I got a neck tattoo idea for you. It's a Garfield cartoon, but instead of saying, I hate Mondays, he says, I bruise Tuesdays.
Ooh, that's not bad.
There's something there. It's a conversation starter where they'll ask about it. And then you just, as many times in a row as you can before they cut you off and they cut the feed, you just say the name of the website.
I was thinking just a QR code across his Adam's apple that takes us to the website.
Oh, that's something. I don't trust people to tattoo that like expertly. I also don't really know how QR codes work. That's a piece of technology where I'm like, what is my phone seeing here? Like, what's happening inside here? Sam, you do phones now. What does the phone see when it sees a QR code?
As a guy who now professionally does phones.
It's crazy. That's some space shit. And I don't like that menus are QR codes. It's annoying. Give me the menu.
It's so annoying. Oh, I mean, I think that feels like a COVID thing.
Definitely. But it's over.
But also,
now.
if you're a place that has like a tap list that is going to change every couple of days, I get just wanting to do that instead of having to reprint and relaminate a bunch of crap all the time.
For sure. That I agree with. But I'm like, don't make me do this every time.
Just like put it on a big old chalkboard.
Just in case.
I keep freezing. We got to wrap this up before I freeze again.
All right, you got it.
Okay.
Sorry, I was having a good conversation with my friend Zach, but yeah, your needs. Let's focus on this.
A shot to your face. That's another one. Have you told your kids about that one? Do they like that?
No, I haven't. Okay. They're kind of bored of you now.
I doubt it. Damn, that actually really distracted me. You saying your kids didn't like me anymore, that really messed up.
My eldest, I should say, I've been sending pictures of my feces to Tyler because they're huge and funny. My eldest took a poop that wasn't that big, but she was scooched too far forward on the seat, so none of it made it into the water. So it was just a pile of shit. 5 inches away from the water part.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I had to scoop it across, and I almost sent a picture of it to you.
Dude,
but I didn't.
I really think Holly doesn't appreciate the amount of times I clean the toilet bowls by peeing all the poop off the side. I was doing that the other day, and I was just like, What would she even be doing if I didn't live here? Like, cleaning the toilet constantly? Like,
that is an ancient meme. Do you guys remember
Foul Bachelor? That's a Foul Bachelor frog.
Yeah. Thank you, Samuel. Thank you. He remembers. Dude, he was there when the ancient magic was written. Yeah.
Don't it's cite true. It to me.
It's That's true. Right. I just like, I'm like, I'm doing a service and I never get thanked for that.
Yeah. What about all the invisible labor that we do, you know?
Right.
What about it's men?
Let's talk about men for a second. I think women have had a good 2.5 years of the last 4 years. let's get back to men now.
Yeah. I'm just so thankful that Pete Hezge is finally worried about my testosterone. I've been waiting.
Oh, yeah. Finally, another movie that Christopher Nolan can make where, like, it's mostly just guys talking about stuff. Just a guy avoiding his wife. Kill us all this time.
Truly. Remind me of your weird cinnamon beer.
It was from Destill Brewery in Normal, Illinois, my second favorite city in Illinois after Sandwich. It is Blueberry Crumble. 5.2% ABV. I don't know. They said the motto is boycott bland. And I'm like, this wasn't bland. Here's the thing. I think if they didn't put cinnamon in this and they just said it was a fruited sour and that was it, I think I would have liked this. Like, I think there was a world that where I live side by side with this beer and I enjoy it. And I just don't live quite in that world because of the cinnamon flavoring. I think if you don't mind that specific taste, if you're willing to overlook it, this is a pretty good sour. So I think, like, Mary would probably, like, muscle through this. But I am going to drink the other three that I have in the fridge and then never, ever consider drinking this again. I'm going to go 4.3.
I had Toppling Goliath's Hazy Day Sue, 5 point something, I think. I don't remember. Anyway, it was a little chalky. It did have some of those underlying, you know, tropical flavors that were in Cyber Sue and Pseudo Sue, but the chalk I did not enjoy. So I'm going to give it a 4.9 and recommend it to anybody who has a tummy ache. That chalk will help you out.
I can get there.
Yeah. Samuel.
I was really boring and lame and had Supermoon Beer Company's single, Abbey Style Belgian Blonde. I don't know if I've ever had, like, an Abbey Belgian that I haven't liked. Like, this tastes like a blonde. like a Belgian blonde, which, like, they're always good. It just feels like cheat codes. Like, why aren't all beers Belgians? Right. They're right. Just always good.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this 6.6, which is probably the lowest I've ever given a Belgian ever, because it was only great.
Right, right.
What would you give Coca-Cola? Because you said that this is better than Coke, so what would you give a Coca-Cola?
So are we talking about Coca-Cola at 4%, or are we talking Coca-Cola at its current alcohol by volume?
At its current alcohol by volume.
Well, it's an NA, so it can't get over a 3.
That's your rule, so I got it.
it's wonderful to peer inside that mind and see all the cogs.
All the mouthfishes running around.
I can picture myself in an alternate universe looking in the fridge, and there's a liter of this, like an NA equivalent of this and a liter of Coke, and being like, I don't know.
But we right. know
I guess it depends if I want the caffeine. That's what it's going to come down to, is if I want the caffeine.
Yeah. All right. Well, Zach, thank you so much for sitting through the pauses. I appreciate that.
Oh, no, sorry. I just talked over him. It's great.
Wonderful. Just a blessed rest for everybody.
We barely noticed you were gone. We just kept going.
Sure. Sam, do you have any idea what beer you're drinking next week?
I think I got a watermelon strawberry Berliner Weiss.
Oh, that's something.
So that'll suck. I'll drink that maybe.
Yeah. I'm still haunted by the one episode It was like probably 10 years ago at this point, but I had a Berliner Weiss and I was like, this is sour. Berliner Weisses aren't supposed to be sour. And I was thinking of a Weiss beer, but I just, it echoes through my head.
Yeah. You were wrong.
I was so
in the shower thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm driving down the road and I'm just like, fuck. And then I got to keep going. Yeah, so listener, if you want to tell us about the shameful things you think about in the dark moments of your day.
Or the four movies that you think are perfect.
Yeah, either one. You know, whichever space you want to put yourself in.
Tell us anything. Would you pay to see the movie where Snow White's mirror is just trying to get the queen to show her boobs? Would you watch that?
Yeah, right.
If we show them. We're not going to bait and switch you. We are going to show them.
We're going to show them. They're going to come out the sides of a tank top. And
hell yeah, like a real queen. Feel about
that. Yeah. Let us know how you feel about that by emailing us at BruceDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com, commenting links at BruceDays.com, or blue skying us, excuse me, at BruceDayTuesday. Don't let us keep you know. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Comes up here, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend. Oh, well, now I feel like a real dickhead.
No, it was there's a baby shower for her brother and her brother's wife, and her mom is like a classic, like, boy mom.
Oh, did Piss Boy have a baby?
Uh-huh, about to.
That's not great.
Oh, yeah.